Thanks for watching IONTV with Dr. Alan Keyes, live every weekday, 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern. Alan has been a constant voice for the treatment of conservative principles in America, fighting for basic human rights to include the most vulnerable, our children in the womb. We hope that you are enjoying our show, Let's Talk America. So we have a simple request. Would you consider going to our website and making a donation to keep us on the air? Please consider your very best gift to help us continue broadcasting by going to www.imtv.us and mark it monthly reoccurring if you don't mind. On behalf of Dr. Alan Keyes and our staff, we sure do thank you. Enjoy the show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the good Sheriff Richard Mack is back. Welcome to the Sheriff Mack Show, simulcast with Liberty Roundtable Live. Sir.
Thanks so much, Sam. It's great to be with you this beautiful Tuesday morning.
You got a quote for us on the greatest Supreme Court case ever rendered, the greatest 10th Amendment case, right?
I do, and it's on page 13, and It is something really powerful. People don't believe that this really is in the Supreme Court decision. The Supreme Court said this, quote, "The federal government may not compel the states to enact or administer a federal regulatory program," end quote. Sam, that is the most powerful stuff. They cannot compel us to enact their crap. And that includes stuff that comes from the CDC or WHO, which is not even American, the United Nations, or the president's office, the Oval Office in the White House. They cannot compel the states. They cannot make us. They cannot force us. So they came up with another program.
Hold on.
A way to not bribe
even
us.
Not even the IRS, Sheriff.
Nope. None of them. Nope. And so many still, so many sheriffs and so many public officials in the states believe they have to follow along and go along with the federal government because they're the supreme authority in America. What crap. Anyway, there's my
now
quote.
Let's talk about gun control.
Everybody should read these. Read it yourself. Yeah.
Let's talk about gun control because that's what this greatest 10th Amendment decision ever rendered. That's what it was all about, right? And now we're right
back 25
years
later. That was the federal regulatory program was gun control, yes.
25 years later, we're at the same spot, are we not?
Yes, and Ron Burns, freeze-dried guy, always said, Sheriff, your lawsuit bought us about 25 years. So maybe that's what it bought. Maybe it bought us some time because it was going to also regulate ammunition, which they are now saying, forget guns, regulate the ammunition. And they're going to try everything they can. So,
ladies and gentlemen, look, in my opinion, Joe Biden should be arrested. He literally swore an oath to the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, which means the Bill of Rights as well, Sheriff. To your God-given inalienable rights and the codifying thereof in these sacred documents. And he literally went on a national address or whatever you want to say to the people. And he literally said, your rights are not absolute, Sheriff.
Yeah, and the first thing I thought there is, boy, the guy just doesn't know any history because the founding fathers made a list of untouchables. These are the right. The Bill of Rights, the whole intent of the Bill of Rights was to establish a list of absolutes that, and our God-given rights, as you alluded to, are God-given rights that government could never violate. And then now he wants to come out and say just the opposite and say, well, it's kind of a suggestion. There's no such thing as an absolute right. You know, I will admit he's right about one thing. The only absolute in Washington, D.C. is the utter corruption, and he is a stark example of that.
But nobody's saying this but me, Sheriff. He needs to be impeached over things like that, though. If he's sworn an oath to the supreme law of the land, sworn an oath to protect our rights, look, what's the purpose of government if it doesn't protect life, liberty, and property? Protect my God-given inalienable rights? What's the value at all?
No, you're right, but everybody else knows, yours truly included, that no Democrats are going to vote to impeach their buddy, the Democrat. So no, it's not going to happen. And so I would say move on to something else. And that's where the move to me is to the sheriffs and also to other local issues.
Amen. So the point is, ladies and gentlemen, when Joe's going to push for gun control and your Congress is literally going to now pass gun control because Republicans are betraying you and jumping on with the Democrats and they're going to pass some form of gun control unless we the people stand up now, Sheriff.
Yeah, and the Republicans are already acquiescing, of course, because they're doing this for politics. It's okay with the Republicans to compromise your liberty in order to fit in to the political expediency of the day. And that's all this is. And it's just feel-good crap because every time they have 20,000, over 20,000 gun control laws, if you take local, state, and federal laws. And they have an agency that oversees gun ownership called the BATF, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. And yet, it's never enough. They always promise that the gun control laws they already have will keep us safer. They didn't. They failed. They lied. They don't work. So, of course, you have to come back with more gun control on top of the already failed gun control that has not kept us safe. And I'll tell you two other things that don't keep you safe. Waiting periods and background checks. They do not work and they do not keep you safe. And even if they did, they're still not constitutional. And they've had, and you know what? They've had background checks in this country for 25 years, maybe in some places more. How have those been working out for you? They don't
obviously
work.
Not well enough. We have increased gun violence every single day in America. But I got a question, though, Sheriff, before we let this topic go for another day. You know, how did we stop that shooter in Texas? Do you know what happened? Do you know how we stopped him?
An off-duty officer from the Border Patrol got a gun from a barber and went and engaged the shooter.
So let me make this very, very clear.
He disobeyed the order to stay out.
All right, so let me be very clear then. What you're telling me is because guns were in the hands of private citizens, because this off-duty patrol officer, who wasn't really an officer if he's off-duty, because this gentleman then borrowed a gun from a buddy or from a, you know, an associate, a friend or whatever, colleague, I don't know what you want to call him, another citizen, and because he had the guts to confront this guy and stop him, a good guy with a gun stopped the bad guy. And multiple good guys with guns made it happen because he didn't have a gun handy himself. So he had to go to some other good guy with a gun to get the gun to stop. And he had to disobey orders and he had to just go ahead and be whatever you want to say, tougher than nails or whatever you want to say, not afraid. Okay. I got a question for you. If we would have had more good guys with guns, could we have gotten to the bad guy faster?
Yeah, that seems to be the common denominator, Sam, is having guns available to school staff.
It's the citizens, though. In this case, it was both citizens, right? A barber and an off-duty guy. They're both citizens. Yes. They're nothing more, are they?
That's about it.
They're nothing more than citizens. If he's off-duty, he's just a citizen, right?
Well, some people say an officer's not ever off-duty. But regardless, yeah, he was unarmed at the time, and he was getting a haircut.
Because he was being a citizen, that's why.
Sure, yeah. So, yeah,
anyway,
I'll accept that.
I hammer that point home because, look, two citizens stop this guy. What do the cops, what do the on-duty people do from top to bottom? Twiddle their thumbs in the hall and outside, right?
Yeah, they were waiting. It's really sad that that happened. And because of their lack of aggressive entry and the lack of going in immediately. Now sheriffs across the country are announcing if anyone comes to do that in our schools, we will react immediately and we will shoot and kill you.
And that's what they should do, Sheriff.
Florida said that. Yeah, I know. Of course. And the other ridiculous part of that, though, is, Sam, the Democrats would have us continue with announcing to the public that these are the schools are gun-free zones. Like, that did a lot of good. But that's the idiocy that we're dealing with from the left. And, you know, I guess we have to put Republicans there because a lot of them are on the left and they're part of the problem, as you've alluded to. And they are. Why do we think that we're going to be saved by the Republicans this November? And believe me, I hope that the Republicans win because I want the Democrats slapped, which they deserve. And the only way to slap them is to get the Republicans to win. But I wonder when the Republicans are going to wake up and actually start supporting and keeping their oath of office.
They're just going to promise you whatever they got to do to get in office. Then they're going to betray you like they've done dozens of times before, and even in your lifetime.
Well, I said that this week in a response on MSN, who I was reading some great articles for, which totally shocked me. But I said this. All we're doing in politics today is voting for the best liar. That's just Democrats and Republicans. And I will say it again, Democrats and Republicans are responsible for the destruction of America that we're seeing today.
Yeah, the American people and the politician relationship is the American people are like the abused lover. They just keep coming back for more there, buddy.
Yeah. So I don't know if there's a way to abolish the two parties, but we need to.
Enough of that. I'm just telling you that we really need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, right now they're on the brink of pushing gun control, and we need to stop it at every level possible. We need to talk to your sheriff. We need to talk to your county commissioners. We need to talk to your DA on the local level. We need to go all the way up the chain to the state and to the general level and say, you know what? You don't have any right, any authority to do this. We've never delegated authority to you to pretend that our rights are not absolute, to pretend that you have greater authority than God. God gave us our inalienable rights. Government was put in place to protect those rights. Now you want to become an elected official and abuse those rights on the altar of safety? If you trade your security, if you trade your freedom for security and safety, you'll wind up with neither, is what the founders taught us. So we need to be very vigilant in this.
Another thing that really bugs me about that statement is that it's a propaganda scheme, a brainwashing scheme to make the American people believe that government could alter and change your rights because there are no absolutes. You have to be convinced that these aren't absolute, that they did not come from God, and that government is the one to determine how much of these rights you actually get. And that's the big fallacy.
And that's at the whim and the pleasure of those, quote, serving you.
Of course. Serving. Yeah. Serving. That's a funny one. Yeah.
Okay. That's the point. We need to understand that and call a spade, ladies and gentlemen. And I don't mean to be too belligerent here about this, but there's no other way to talk about this. There's no other way to deal with this. When they literally have vote fraud and now they want to take away our guns, they want to lock us down like they've done for the last 2 years and they just want us to take it. It is time for the American people to stand up. And you know what? The CSPOA is doing so. Over the last couple of weeks, we've read to you our press release where we're pushing for vote fraud investigations all over the country, not because we agree with Donald, not because we agree with 2,000 mules, but because we have now gone beyond probable cause. We are now to the point where, look, there's enough information to shock the conscience and say, hey, we need to know if your county has election problems. You can call it fraud, you can call it problems, you can call it missteps. I don't care what you call it, but we need transparency and accountability to resolve it. It isn't about Donald necessarily. It isn't about 2000 necessarily. It's about elections going forward, and sheriffs nationwide now are starting to take on this election fraud issue, Sheriff.
Right. We have two people who've been arrested in Yuma County. Two Democrats, one is a politician herself and in city council of San Luis, Arizona. She's also on the school board. And then the other lady is the CEO of a nonprofit organization. And these nonprofits, as pointed out in 2000 Mules, were the ones that were actually paying the mules to go and stuff the ballot boxes. I'm not saying she did, but I'm saying some nonprofits were actually doing that. The money passed through them. They are the same investigators in Yuma County under Sheriff Wilmot have filed 16 more search warrants. So they're not done yet. And Sheriff, Sheriff Darleaf in Michigan is now filing mandamus writs against the governor in Michigan and the attorney general and the secretary of state and a few others. So they started investigating him because he's investigating voter fraud. They're literally doing criminal investigation on Sheriff Darleaf of Barry County. Oh, and by the way, he's a life member of the CSPOA.
All right. Let me back this up for a second. Let me back this up for a second so people understand. For the last 2 years, Darleaf has been investigating vote fraud in his county. Yes. He is one of the quintessential sheriffs that has been on this from the beginning saying, look, something isn't right here. He has not made any allegations. He's merely said, you know what, citizens, bring to me the investigative material you have. I will take it under advisement and conduct my own investigation. He's been attacked by the media to no avail. He just simply says, I want the truth. Anyway, he's got his investigation together, and he's got hard evidence to this point. And so what happened is they ignored him for a couple of years, but now that he's got hard evidence he's bringing, now they're attacking him. And again, this is kind of my point that I made at the start of this. I think I made this point last hour, but I'm going to make it again for our viewers today. You know what? Why are they pushing back on Darleaf? Why is Darleaf under investigation? Why don't they take the information, validate it, you know what, create transparency and accountability and arrest those who need to be arrested? Why don't we just get to the bottom of this together? Why is they now Darleaf is in question? Mm-hmm. Well, when they start attacking the messenger, you know we're over the target, yeah. Sheriff.
Exactly my point. Instead of going after him, why don't they go to Sheriff Leaf and say, hey, how can we help you? It looks like you've got an investigation going on voter fraud. We're sorry. We didn't mean to get in your way. But they're literally investigating him criminally because he wants to look. And he is looking at the actual voter machines. And the state is saying he can't look at those. He can't remove those. He's breaking the law. What? This is how ridiculous this has gotten, Sam. And obviously if he was a Democrat, he wouldn't be investigating and everything would be, nice and peachy and we'd be singing kumbaya and eating s'mores around the fire. And these people are so corrupt. And Sam, it just, maybe I've been misjudging the voters. Maybe they didn't reelect all these people because voter fraud is so widespread, and that the American people are actually smarter than we think because they didn't reelect all these bozos, and maybe they didn't elect any of them in the first place because we don't know about the integrity of elections in any state at this point.
Or county for that matter.
Right, yeah. Yeah, much broader.
And ladies and gentlemen, let's be clear then. So we've talked about a couple of sheriffs now that have been investigating and have arrests and have evidence to date. Mm-hmm. We need to highlight Sheriff Schmeling as well, because he not only did his investigation, not only did he find voter fraud, he turned it over to the district attorney, who then just mocked him and said, nice political stunt, Sheriff. Right?
Yeah. The
now, why
the
would you say that to a sheriff who has hard evidence at this point, though?
Exactly. You know, you would think though, Sam, and this is what I think it looks like pretty solid that we're going to have Sheriff Schmeling on next Tuesday. And the first thing I want to ask him is why or what has the Sheriff's Association of Wisconsin done to try to get you some traction in getting more evidence to the AG so the AG's comment will ring hollow and maybe start having to look at this, because Schmeling won't be the lone ranger on this, that there'll be dozens of sheriffs submitting further evidence on this.
And I agree, but why would the DA say that to the sheriff?
Why didn't they say it?
Why would they say it instead of looking at his evidence and digging in?
Well, because they're Democrats and they're protecting Democrats.
I know, but hold on. If I've got an elected sheriff in my county and he's literally uncovered criminal activity, I don't care that I'm a Democrat or Republican. I want to know the truth now. Either the sheriff's on crack and he needs to be stopped or he's right.
You're honest. You're honest and you're a good person. These people are Democrats and the party comes first and preservation of the party and protecting the party and protecting your fellow Democrats. Man, you just don't know the rules, Sam. So, of course, they have to cover this up. It's widespread cover up in just about every state in the union where the Democrats are in charge. And they're trying to protect this Democrat president and these illegal and unconstitutional and criminal acts will go to the wayside as far as Democrat loyalty goes. They can't have it.
And it's still even in states where the Republicans are in charge.
Time out. Sam, could you imagine if they prove that the Democrats cheated and that Trump is still the actual president and that he didn't lose? Can you imagine what that would do to the Democrat Party? So can they, and they are.
Even in the states, though, where Republicans are in charge, we got vote fraud. We've got all kinds of systemic vote fraud in Utah, even, totally controlled by the Republicans.
Well,
so the next question is, whether Trump would be president or not, what about your governor? Was your governor literally elected properly? Do I have the wrong governor because of vote fraud?
Your governor in Utah doesn't even qualify to be sort of a Republican or even a Romney Republican. That guy is so corrupt and so outside anything the Republicans ever wanted that it's astonishing that he ever got to live in Utah, let alone become Utah governor.
Check this out. So everybody mocks the Utahns for electing Romney, right?
And Cox.
But did we really elect them?
Yeah, we don't know now.
Did we really do that? I don't know. And I'm not saying we didn't. And I'm not saying we did. What I'm saying is that it is now in serious question. And there's enough evidence to where that question is beyond just the ramblings of a talk show host like Sam Bushman. Yeah. Sheriffs are getting involved in this. The CSPOA is at the center of it, Sheriff, because we need accountability and we need it now.
Yeah. Tell me another national organization that's demanding investigations that we actually check all this stuff out. And there's a few others, we're going to be doing this a lot more come July 12th. We're going to have a national, maybe international press conference and demand accountability of sheriffs and all public officials that should be investigating this. My gosh. Come on.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is serious business. We're not joking. If you want to learn more about what we're doing and our efforts to kind of chronicle this and get on top of this, CSPOA.org/elections. That's where you go. CSPOA.org/elections. And you can see there, we've got several sheriffs to the sitting sheriffs now saying, we need to look into this. Your point's right. 2,000 mules. The evidence there is shocking, but I want to be very clear. 2,000 mules is serious, but it only scratches the surface though. Even if you don't have that kind of vote fraud in your county. Hey, most of the sheriffs looking into this are finding different kinds of vote fraud.
Yeah, amen.
This is kicking off, ladies and gentlemen, and we aim to do something about it, and we need your help. Become a member today, CSPOA.org/elections. Sheriff Mack back in seconds on The Sheriff Mack Show and Liberty Roundtable Live.
Treasure Island coins and precious metals. Mike Adams of naturalnews.com says, 2020 has shown us that we must prepare for the unexpected. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your fiscal security during the coming financial pandemic. Shipments of real gold and silver are delivered safely, discreetly, and securely right to your door. You can also hold precious metals in your IRA. This allows you to protect your retirement savings with the ultimate safe haven, assets of gold and silver. Your medals are held in the form of physical coins and bars in a private depository under your name and on your behalf. Simply visit BrighteonMedals.com today. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your financial security. Shouldn't you at least look into it? Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals, in business since 1976. Visit BrighteonMedals.com today.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrighteonStore.com.
Red Pill Expo. Red Pill Expo is the major public event of Red Pill University. The mission of the expo and the university is to bring together world-class experts to set the record straight on fake narratives, fake history, and fake news. At each and every Red Pill Expo, truth seekers unite to get a better understanding of how the world really works, a world where collectivism reigns. It's time for individualism and an open mind. Mark your calendars and make your plans now to attend Red Pill Expo. The expo will be live streamed and archived should you miss any of it. Get more details and register today at redpillexpo.org.
J&M Jewelry provides online jewelry appraisals that are convenient, secure, and affordable. Appraisals are usually completed within 48 hours and sent directly to your email. Contact us today or visit our website to use our appraisal request form. J&MJewelry.com. J&M Jewelry provides online jewelry appraisals that are convenient, secure, and affordable. Appraisals are usually completed within 48 hours and sent directly to your email. Contact us today or visit our website to use our appraisal request form. J&MJewelry.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Sheriff Mac Show. I am Sam Bushman, Operations Director of the CSPOA. Sheriff Mac's with me, President and Founder of CSPOA.org. And yes, election fraud is serious, and yes, we are digging into it. Yes, we've issued a press release. You want to read it? CSPOA.org/elections. And yes, we're putting together a press conference now. This will be a quintessential focus for the CSPOA, but make no bones about it. That doesn't mean we're stopping anything else we're doing. We're already still having our conferences across the country telling the tale of liberty and teaching sheriffs their role, helping them understand and not live beneath their authority. They have tremendous authority. Their power comes from we the people backing our sheriffs. But understand, we're still involved in all the conferences that we always were. We're just taking on more. Thus, we need your support, your funding, your involvement more than ever. CSPOA.org/elections to dig into the vote fraud. We also, though, if you go to our events page, we've got more. We're going to Texas, Sheriff.
We are, and man, oh man, have we been having the luck in Texas. And folks, if you go to our website, you'll see right there in the background, our backdrop is the Bosque County Sheriff's Office and Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA, on June 16th. We will be there, with one of our best, I'll just call it a seminar-training, and the public, you are welcome. And the best thing you can do if you live in Texas anywhere, call your sheriff and get them there. County commissioners, yes. Your county attorney, yes. Get them there. Let's get them the introduction to how we keep our oath, keep our word, and follow the Constitution in this country, how we take back America county by county, and that we make this corruption in our state capitals and in our U.S. capital, how we make them irrelevant in our lives because we have sheriffs who know and understand their duty to do what Madison said, erect the barriers against the encroachments of the national authority. Folks, we can get rid of this corruption when we get our constitutional sheriffs to stand for liberty and keep their oaths just as they promised to do. Folks, also, some of you are wondering, what can you do besides just attend or donate to CSPOA and make our efforts bigger, better, and faster right now? And that is, get on the phone and ask your sheriff or anyone else, your chief of police, anybody else in your county to investigate voter fraud, okay, or election fraud. Have it, if they say there wasn't any, say, prove it. Now that we have the evidence out there that is beyond probable cause, it's time to act. Prove that it didn't happen in your county or prove that it did, but either way, investigate the issue. And this is a huge issue because the evidence is very clear. And yes, either D'Souza lied or fabricated this, and he's a good movie director, or this is the greatest crime in American history in the last 100 years, maybe more. We have got to ensure that the American people remain in charge of this country. And if our vote doesn't count for anything, we're no longer in charge. Well, okay, Sam, we're probably going to still talk about this a little bit with our guest, but I met this man a couple of weeks ago in Tampa Bay, and he was with Kurt, our state director of the CSPOA from Texas. And this guy really surprised me, Sam. He's a staunch member of the John Birch Society, and he is a lawyer. Yes, he went to law school. He is a certified, sworn in, BAR certified attorney and a JBS member. That's kind of an unusual one. And Frank, I never get your last name right. Frank Dobrovolny. Something like that.
That's a pretty good effort. Last name.
Dobrovolny.
But in Texas, you know,
I was pretty close. You know,
Frank, we kind of lose the
welcome
L,
to the Sheriff Mac Show, and thanks for being here.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be here, and it was a pleasure meeting you a couple weeks ago as well. And but by the way, my name is Czechoslovakian and Heritage. It's got the LNY on the last three, so it's Dobrovolny. So, but I was raised, and we kind of lost the L, and so it's Dobrovolny is kind of how I grew up saying it. So, but yeah, I'm from Central Texas, living over here in East Texas now. But I can agree that there's not a whole lot of lawyers like me, I would imagine. Yeah.
Well, I got to ask you, are you able to come to our Bosque training on July 16th? We'd love to have you.
Well, I have to check my schedule and see, and we can talk about that.
We want both
of you to
be there, and we hope you will. You'll love it, and you'll make some great contacts, and you'll rub shoulders with some of the sheriffs, obviously, in that area. We hope to get county commissioners. And man, we'd love to have county attorneys there. Maybe you'll have to run for county attorney and you'll be one of those dedicated to the Constitution county attorneys. Well, that would be,
Let me dig into the sheriff for a second. So
go ahead,
Frank,
Sam.
You're an attorney and you're a bar associated attorney, right?
Yes. In order to practice law in the state of Texas, you have to be licensed by the State Bar of Texas.
And I understand. Hold that certification. And you're also a leader in the John Birch Society, right?
No, I'm not a leader. I'm a member. Member, and I've been a member for a while.
And you're a strict constitutionalist, right?
Yes.
I highlight all that, ladies and gentlemen, because that's a rare breed indeed, to be a member of the John Birch Society, to be a strict constitutionalist, to be an attorney. Those are Rare. Now, there's all kinds of allegations by the Patriot movement, ladies and gentlemen, about sovereignty. They think that you can do whatever you want because you're sovereign and you only answer to God and nobody else. So you can, you don't need a driver's license. You don't need to do any of these things. And they, in my opinion, the Patriots go off the rails oftentimes. They believe that somehow they're above the law or somehow it doesn't apply to them or somehow, and we can go on and on. I don't mean to belabor the point. The point that I'm getting at though is, oftentimes they forget that we agree to this nation. We agree to the delegating of consent to our public officials as a group, not as an individual. So oftentimes, if you go read Bastiat's The Law, it'll help you understand. Sometimes the group is necessary to codify and to guarantee your rights. Otherwise, a vacuum will occur and a greater force will deny you of your rights. And so as a group, we put enough force to maintain and protect our rights. Bastiat's The Law is the quintessential guidance for this point. I bring all that up, though, Frank, to drill into this issue about attorneys. They say, you know what? An attorney is not your friend. An attorney works for the government. Attorney is really your enemy. The attorney is going to basically sacrifice your rights on the altar of the, quote, greater cause. Otherwise, they'll be debarred. And more than the bar, they actually work for foreign entities, and by their very nature, they have to. And okay, in my opinion, we're tripling down into some conspiracy lies. Should we start there?
Sure, wherever you'd like to start. But I mean, I've heard the thing, the same things too. Of course, I've dealt with, you know, sovereign citizens and somewhat in court. By the way, in addition to being an attorney, I also serve as municipal court judge for a couple of East Texas towns where I live. It's more of a part-time role, but I also do that. So I swore an oath when I took the office, and I swore an oath when I became an attorney.
Wait, right there, Frank. So did you swear an oath of allegiance to the British, what BAR stands for? Did you in any way swear an oath of allegiance to Great Britain or the Crown or whatever?
No, I did not. In fact, I brought the oaths with me. If you don't mind, I'll just take a moment and read them. These are the oaths that
Perfect.
And I've got the actual copies of the signed copies. I've signed them and I've read them aloud. I was sworn in by another judge. So when I became an attorney, this is the one, when I became the judge. Okay. So, I do solemnly swear or affirm that I have not, I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will faithfully execute the duties of the office of municipal court judge in the state of Texas and will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the constitutional laws of the United States and of this state. So help me God. The oath of the attorney is very similar. But it also says that you will do the best job you can, zealously representing your clients, and also deal with civility with the courts and opposing parties in all cases. So there was a little bit extra, but it's basically the same. You're swearing an oath to defend the constitutional laws of the United States of this state. So help me God. Now, some people take umbrage. Well, it says the laws there and not just the Constitution, because the laws can be unconstitutional. And that is a legitimate point to make, because if you have an unconstitutional law, but the Constitution does not, or the laws rather don't trump the Constitution, it's the other way around. And so even though as a judge or an attorney, we should try to, we uphold the law, right? But if we believe that law is unconstitutional, there are mechanisms in place to challenge certain laws. For example, I'm an attorney and a client was charged let's say, a CPS investigation, and they're told that they can't know the name or the identity of their accuser. And so they get to go to the state and make all these allegations, and then you have to go defend yourself or with your attorney in court, and you don't even know the name of the person. So you violate your Sixth Amendment right to cross-examine your witness against you and to confront your witnesses. And so you can challenge that. You give notice to the court. Well, I'm going to challenge this as unconstitutional. I think the case law in this has been wrong so far, and it gives notice to the state. They can send, the attorney general can send somebody to defend the laws of the state of Texas, and then you go up on appeal, and there's procedure to do that. It doesn't mean that you have to turn in your American ID as an American when you stand on the Constitution when you become a judge or a lawyer, but you have to follow the procedures and rule of law. Now, this is interesting how election integrity ties this all together. Okay. Because you have to have a foundation of law. We are a nation of laws, not a nation of men. If we are a nation of men, we can do as thou wilt. And have you ever heard that saying before? Church of Satan, right? That when you throw all the rules off if you're powerful enough and organized enough to get away with it, then you're allowed to do that. And that's just. Now, we are a nation that are ruled by laws, and we derive our laws from God. We have a moral common law that has been instilled in us for thousands of years. And finally, we were able to codify what we could glean from it enough to put it into our Constitution and stand on that. We are forever moored like an anchor, a Navy term when you're moored. We are moored to that common moral law, and it's codified in the Constitution. Now, when you have laws repugnant to that, they're null and void. That is a principle and a strong principle of law. Now, when judges are appointed by elected officials, or those judges be elected themselves, and you have fraudulent elections, then you would be allowed to manipulate what society says is appropriate in interpreting our laws, right? And then it throws the whole system on its head, and we have confusion. And then we have people wanting to have a constitutional state convention because they don't like what this government is doing. When if we chose that as a public, if we choose these laws, and those laws be just so long as they're moored to that foundation. Now, this ties in the principle of strict constitutionalist as an attorney or a judge versus the progressive judge who says, well, you know, if the times and are changing and the local norms and customs are just kind of out of date. For example, you know, they didn't have AR-15s in 1776 and you know, those sort of arguments, right?
Yeah.
So those arguments are made today with whether we're talking of whatever issue you want to. Well, if everybody says that these people can get married, or we can redefine gender, or whatever the issue you want to throw out there, whatever those issues be, if we can just say, well, I think I can stick my finger up in the air and gauge the public opinion. Yeah, I think as a Supreme Court judge, I think enough people think that way now. Yeah, let's just throw that out, right? And we'll just make up the law. That entire judicial style, if you want to call it that, is illegitimate, in my opinion. The only legitimate judicial interpretation of the law is the law means what it says and says what it means. If you don't like the Constitution, then there are procedures in place to change it, because we are a nation of laws. We don't just get to throw out the law. We don't like it. We don't get to throw out moral rules that our country is grounded in because we don't like them. We have to follow the procedure.
So, Frank, let me ask you a question, because this really is where the Patriots have a legitimate gripe. I don't believe in the agendas that they push oftentimes with their common law grand juries. I don't believe they can set up their own militias just completely separate from government. There becomes a problem of order in the country. If you do that, if you're not careful, it turns into a kind of a shadow government. But what they would say is, look, Hillary and crew are just flat out above the law. And there's nothing that, you know what, can't we arrest them? Can't we? How do we get a break in this discussion? Or how do we assert ourselves in a productive, peaceful, appropriate way if it seems like all the attorneys are against us, the courts are against us, the Congress is against us? How do we have accountability on vote fraud and or when people are above the law, like a Hillary, for example? Look, she literally has now been proven to have created a dossier or false information against one, a candidate, and then two, the sitting president of the United States, literally fraudulent information. It's cost the taxpayers over $30 million to prove it false with these allegations. And now there's zero accountability for her. How do we deal with this?
Well, I think humanity has been dealing with this for hundreds, if not thousands of years. There always has been an elite class that has subjugated the people in one way or another, royalty to, and for thousands of years. So today, I think, and certainly in the last 5, 6, 7 years since, you know, Trump began to run for office, it was really a decloaking, and a lot of people could see what had already, what had always been there, but had been lurking in the shadows and only talked about by a smaller percentage of the population, that this idea that there is a, there's just this secret handshake cabal club that seems to be running things behind the scenes. And now we can see through the Trump administration, the relentless attacks by the, all of the mainstream media, 90 to 95% negative reporting on issues. I mean, that Trump could be seen walking on water and the media would accuse him of not knowing how to swim. And the crimes that they have just covered up and just refused to report on, like the Hunter Biden laptop, for example, and just making up stories that it's Russian disinformation. We've seen the demasking of what I call the cabal. So yeah, the Hillarys of the world, the George Soroses of the world, other members of Congress, banking, the private banking cartel that our country, that our elected, so-called elected representatives sold us out on all the way back in 1913. Yes, there is a, in my opinion, there is a cabal, and then now it's exposed and it's moving full force. But we're also seeing patriots rise up to meet that threat head on. And I think we're winning some very important battles. I think the exposure of this election fraud is key, and it could take down the entire criminal syndicate once we can expose and take out these elections. You give us free and fair elections, and the people, I think, are wise enough and are smart enough and are led by their heart, and they're walking in goodness and light enough to do the right thing and to put the right people in office. Now, you'll have a few bad ones in there, but, you know, if we choose that, we deserve it. If we choose the evil that we elect, then we deserve it. But I don't think we've been choosing this in every race.
It doesn't look like it. Frank, let me ask you, I always ask our guests the same question. What is, and you may have just alluded to it the last couple of minutes and what you were saying, but I want to make sure that you're able to say this to the American people. What is the number one worst problem facing America today?
Election integrity. It is the root of all the other problems. If you don't like our foreign policy, if you don't like what we've been doing abroad for the past 50 years, election integrity. Did JFK win his election in 60? Did Trump win his election in 2020? Did Trump really lose the popular vote in 2016? That's something that I don't believe he did. If you look at the Harvard study just on estimated illegal voting that was put out in 2012, it estimated that there were several million likely illegal voters.
And are you a big Trump fan?
I am. I'm an avid Trump supporter, for sure. Okay. Number one Trump fan. But I'm sorry, I forgot what the question was.
No, but the worst problem, you actually alluded to something else. And what I think it goes, I would say, ubiquitous and utter corruption is right above, election fraud, because it's the utter corruption of Washington DC and the two-party system that has us, under the control of election fraud. And yes, this is, to me, a coup, which you've also alluded to. And let me congratulate you, Frank. That's why I was so impressed when I met you, that you're dedicated to the Constitution and dedicated to the job and career that you have chosen as an attorney. Thank you so much for what you do for America and for the people that you work for.
Hey,
thank you, Frank. Thanks for clearing that up for us. Ladies and gentlemen, that's valuable information that you ought to know. You want to get involved, CSPOA.org, become a member today. For the good sheriff, for Frank, and for Sam Bushman, thank all of you so much. Brighteon.com for archives. God bless.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil spiritual power to the beast, and that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
I think that my family has always had a big influence on me for not smoking because since I was little, I was taught that smoking was wrong.
Recent studies indicate that smoking among teens often leads to the use of alcohol and other drugs.
I think having faith in God is a big part in it because the way I was raised has helped to avoid smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Great radio. I'll tell you that right now. The main topics we covered over the last 2 hours. Sam Bushman, Sheriff Mack. Shame. Utah mail-in ballots start arriving on Tuesday. More vote fraud coming up, right? Literally 8,000 plus double registered voters found at theepictimes.com. Folks, that is serious, right? In September 2020, PLIF released an analysis of voter registration rolls. Over 350,000 dead people literally voting across the country, for starters. In hour two with the Sheriff Mack Show, we talked about bogus unconstitutional gun control. We also talked about investigations being conducted nationwide by sheriffs, and we've highlighted some of the things they're doing. We also talked about with this attorney. This guy's a great guy, by the way. Frank Dobrovoli, and he is a constitutionalist and an attorney and a member of the John Birch Society. And he says, look, this idea that because you become a member of the bar that you've somehow, you know, capitulated to the British crown or something like that, it's all bogus. It isn't true. It isn't true at all. Okay. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, that's really critical to understand. Now, do attorneys betray people? Absolutely. Do they work for the state in many cases? Yes. But it isn't that they've sworn an oath to do so. It's that they either ignorantly do so because they think they have to because they're propagandized by judges and law school and everything else, right? Or sometimes they do it because there's money and filthy lucre or good old boy network involved, but they have not sworn an oath to do so by nature of being a member of the bar. That just isn't true. The question is, do you believe this John Birch Society member, extreme constitutionalist that happens to be a member of the bar in Texas? He says it isn't true. Do you believe him? I, for one, do. Because I know that there's been good attorneys out there. They're far and few between. I get it. But there's some good attorneys out there. So that was revelation, in my opinion, 101 for a lot of the sovereign citizen ideas and movements. We need to be very careful not to cross the lines. We want to restore the republic peacefully, ladies and gentlemen. That's going to take a lot of work and a lot of humility, isn't it? All right, thanks for being alongside for the ride. BrighteonRadio.com, LovingLiberty.net, LibertyRoundtable.com. Spread the word, share the love. Live and on-demand radio, free, educational, entertaining, and spot on. God save the Republic of the United States of America. We declare this nation shall endure.